LA Talk 1580, the only black-owned radio station west of the Mississippi. I'm Reverend Gerald, the life coach and an addiction counselor, coming to you live from the drumbeat of Los Angeles, KBLA Talk 1580 Studios in Leimert Park. When you get up early Saturday morning, we always make only one promise, and that promise is that you will catch the worm. That worm being wisdom, opportunity, resources, and motivation. The wisdom for a better understanding of the issue or condition that we face, the opportunity to hear and share real-life stories regarding it, and the resources to help improve the situation, and most importantly, the motivation to take the necessary steps to enhance your physical, mental, and spiritual life. So I want you to remember to tell everybody you know about KBLA Talk 1580, the only black-owned station that's operated west of the Mississippi. And we want everybody who's listening to tell a friend to download the 1580 app where they can listen anywhere and anytime. If it impacts our community, we talk about it to each other, we speak on it with each other, and we support each other through it. As always, we're here this morning rolling with our brother, the chief engineer, Mr. Odell. How you doing this morning, Odell?
I'm good. I'm good.
How are you? Good? Was that Thanksgiving weekend okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. All right. And in the background, hiding out in the corner, we have producer extraordinaire, Miss Loretta Shelby, star of stage, screen, television, and sometimes radio. Good morning, Miss Loretta. How you doing this morning?
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us.
All right.
Thank you, Reverend Gerald.
Yeah. As you know, here on Urban Family Focus, we put a special emphasis on all those things that can't be talked about enough and those things that we in urban families sometimes don't even want to talk about. Items like addiction, mental illness, along with health, wellness, financial literacy, conflict resolution, and grief. If it affects the urban family, we bring attention to it and we provide resources and answers to the questions that you have about it. And to do that, we always bring in a certified expert to offer knowledge, tools, and share some coping skills needed for individuals like you and I and our families to live our best life. Today's discussion takes a look at the barriers and disparities that get in the way of building strong urban families, and particularly in how they impact our children. I'm speaking of obstacles like addiction, mental illness, access to technology and healthcare, miseducation, and social injustice. Joining us this morning to offer insights and solutions is Andrew Henderson, past executive director of Families for Children. Along with his wife, Dr. Terry Lynn Jones Henderson, PhD, they founded that agency in 1993. Families for Children Spiritual Behavior and Health Center is the new entity that Dr. Henderson, Terry Lynn Jones Henderson, is now running in place of the old business that they had before, which focused more on children and in foster care, and now they're focusing their attention on spiritual and behavioral health. Andrew Henderson is also a part of the executive committee of the Empowerment Congress. He has 2 degrees, a BS in economics and a master's in counseling, and he is also a long, distinguished career and achievement in child welfare and remains active in public and private welfare partnerships. Mr. Henderson, welcome to Urban Family Focus.
Thank you, Reverend. I appreciate being here, and I appreciate the recognition.
So let's start by giving our audience a little more information. I've known you for a long time. We're neighbors and friends, and I've been involved with you with the Empowerment Congress and a lot of other great things that you've done. So tell our audience, you know, why you have such a passion for families and particularly the children of families.
Well, I am a product of what I like to say L.A.'s original dirt, born and raised here in L.A., product of a single parent, a wonderful single parent, by the way, and is a very young child, I recognized the impact that a single parent without support has on my own development. And that experience dedicated me, I would say, to making sure that I work in a way that builds families, in a way that prevents children from feeling the way I did. that ultimately leads to strong, not just black families, but to strong families, period. And that's kind of inspired our work in the foster care and adoption field some 30 plus years ago.
I know you, I guess when we met, you were in that field, the foster care and adoption. And I know that in our conversations then, you used to tell us about some things that you did, especially for children, the Foster Youth Empowerment Workshop, and where you spent a lot of time with young people during that time. And we want you to tell us a little bit about that, if you can. And particularly, I see this term you use called TAY, which I believe stands for Transitional Age Youth.
Right. You know, as our work progressed and we experienced different levels of functioning, both in the families and in the youth, there was a theme that continually ran through the successful piece called resilience, right? I mean, you've heard that term quite a bit lately, but that Foster Youth Empowerment Workshop was a real focus on building resilience in youth, because when you talk about a youth that comes from a broken family that may be experiencing disruption, even in foster care, mm-hmm. how will they survive that? You talk about a transitional age youth.
You know, that's great. We're going to continue that thought. This is KBLA Talk 1580, and you're listening to Urban Family Focus with Reverend Gerald. And our guest today is Andrew Henderson, who specializes in helping families and children stay together, come together, and excel together. When we come forward, we'll continue our conversation with Andrew Henderson on KBLA Talk 1580.
Healthy lives, healthy home, and a healthy community. More of Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith when we come forward on KBLA Talk 1580.
The Los Angeles Urban League continues to maintain a key role as one of the Los Angeles region's most effective community institutions that achieve significant results in addressing urgent priorities and human needs confronting underserved communities. In 2021, thanks to the Los Angeles Urban League's many partners, the organization's strength has surged. Primary programs such as the Entrepreneurship Center, Biz Camp for Youth, Backstage Careers, Project Ready, a free college and career training program for 13 to 18-year-old students who earn money while receiving valuable skills and learning, Construction Career Academy, and other programs and initiatives will be the beneficiaries of the success of its centennial campaign and fundraising efforts. For more information, visit the Los Angeles Urban League website at laul.org. That's laul.org.
By 2022, over 40% of the workforce will be over the age of 50. At Ripe Recruiters, we advocate for the ageful professional. It's imperative that your resume gets in front of employers and you're seriously considered. I'm Tamalyn.
And I'm Denise.
And together, we created Ripe Recruiters.
Let us help you in your next career journey. Go to RipeRecruiters.com for more information and follow us on Instagram and Facebook. Ripe Recruiters is a proud sponsor of the KBLA Brand Mixer.
December 8th at the District by GS.
Gap teeth, big laughs, and a love of bad TV run in my family. Unfortunately, so do high cholesterol and diabetes. My mom and grandma have both had health issues, so I need to take care of myself. I got financial help for health insurance through Covered California. 9 out of 10 people who enrolled did. Now I can get regular screenings and stay on top of the issues that run in the family. The gap teeth can stay, though. Covered California, this way to health insurance. Enroll by December 31st at coveredca.com.
Olivia here. The cool air really dries out my skin and makes it appear dull. Luckily, Olay can brighten it back up. First, I apply Olay Retinol 24 Eye Cream. Its 24-hour hydration gives me smoother skin around my eyes. Next, I apply Olay Vitamin C Moisturizer in the beautiful orange jar. It corrects uneven tone and texture and gives me 2 times brighter skin versus a basic moisturizer. Get $4 off the moisturizer and $3 off the eye cream at retailers nationwide and Olay.com. Check your local newspaper for coupon and more details.
Bundling home and car insurance with GEICO is so easy, your neighbors are probably already doing it. But who? They may drop little hints like,
"Beautiful day out. Even more beautiful since we saved by bundling our home and car insurance with GEICO."
Or,
"Yard work is hard. Much harder than bundling with GEICO, which was easy."
Or it may be even subtler like,
"Speaking of burgers, we bundled our home and car insurance with GEICO and saved a bunch of money."
Bundling is easy with GEICO. Just ask your neighbors.
This is Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith.
Gerald Smith.
A spiritual and scientific evidence-based self-help program on KBLA Talk 1580.
Urban Family Focus is presented by the Los Angeles Urban League. On November 17th, the Glenn County Court in Georgia that found Gregory McMichael, Travis McMichael, and William Roddy Bryant Jr. guilty of the felony murder of Ahmaud Arbery. The verdict gave the Arbery family and the world a just verdict. The judgment was not swift, nor was it evidence of complete societal change, but it was just. The Los Angeles Urban League applauds a local newspaper reporter's diligence, which uncovered evidence of wrongdoing in the prosecutor's office, which allowed a senior assistant district attorney from another county, the Cobb County District Attorney's Office, to take the role of lead counsel for the prosecution. Black Lives Matter movement and a videotape of Mr. Arbery's death must also be commended for the just verdict. The Los Angeles Urban League finds hope that we can eliminate the injustices that African Americans and other minorities in the United States endure. In the words of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends towards justice. We must honor the sacrifice of the Arbery family and respond to this call. To engage with us, visit laul.org.
Welcome back. I'm Reverend Gerald, and this is Urban Family Focus. We're talking about the mental, physical, educational, and social disparities that urban families face and how they impact our children. With our guest today, Andrew Henderson, who is an expert in foster care and who now is doing work within the mental illness industry, and his wife continues the services they started for families for children at their spiritual and behavioral health center. We invite you to join the conversation by calling 800-920-1580. That's the KBLA Talk Power Line at 800-920-1580 with your questions and comments as Mr. Henderson and I go through today's program. So, Andrew, before we went to break, you were telling us a little bit more about those transitional age youth and some of the great things that you did with the program that you started. You want to continue to expound on that a little for us?
Sure. Thanks again for the opportunity. As we left for break, we're talking a little bit about resiliency and how important that is in the African American family, and how it relates to moving through the substance abuse devastation that faces many of these families. And so, in working with our youth, when we talk about resilience, basically the ability to bounce back, recognizing in yourself what it takes and where your supports lie to encourage you to move through your struggles. There's something called self-talk, mm-hmm. where we talk about how we feel. I may be looking at you, Reverend, and as I'm looking at you, I'm having this conversation about my impressions of you, about how I'm going to react to you. And those same kinds of things go on all the time, and they can be very positive or they can be negative. And so it's the self-talk continuum that builds the ability to be resilient. If that self-talk says, this is going to be a terrible day, or if that self-talk says, this is going to be a wonderful day, it can be as simple as that. And then that message that you're telling yourself builds into behavior. It's going to be a bad day. Well, then my behavior reflects that. It's going to be a wonderful day. My behavior reflects that. And it brings the supports that help me move through those struggles, hence the addiction struggles, hence the isolation struggles that so many Black people feel, especially Black youth who are feeling disconnected. And when they see these media images about Black repression continuously now. And what's interesting is that you and I coming up read about a lot of these events that our youth are actually seeing. Right. They're experiencing history like we never did.
Exactly.
I mean, it's kind of strange, but it's true. Mm-hmm. So they're experiencing those things, and they're reacting to those things in a way that can build either a very poor self-image, this is happening to me and I can't move forward, or it can build a process of where I'm stronger than that, I can overcome that, So where do you get that lesson to either feel stronger or empowered by this because I know I can do better, or it drags you down? That's what resilience builds, and that's what we were doing in our foster youth empowerment workshop.
So it's like change your mind and you change your life.
Yeah,
you
know,
it's not what happens to you, it's how you react to it.
Is it simple as it sounds, Gerald? Mm-hmm. It's the messages we give ourselves, because that reflects behavior. However you feel really reflects your behavior.
Well, I know I find that true in the area of addiction. Mm-hmm. You know, people have a certain self-image. They've gone through some trauma. They've experienced certain things. Mm-hmm. The interaction with family and community has left them feeling helpless, hopeless. Mm-hmm. I'm not worthy, so I might as well release this pain some kind of way. And then that, you know, it grabs hold. The brain starts to change. The chemical reactions start to take place. And then they don't know they're helplessly attached to something that they started out just having fun with.
Yeah. And, you know, there's something called medication-assisted therapy, or MAT.
Right.
That's a new pharmaceutical approach to working in the addiction field. And some people feel, well, you're just substituting one drug for the other. I mean, there's conversations like that. But my belief is that when you talk about chronic, I consider substance abuse a chronic illness.
Right, I do too.
And it should be treated as such, in that if you look at things like high blood pressure, if you look at things like diabetes in our community, if you look at these chronic illnesses that are treated with medication, the stigma's not there.
Right.
And the stigma should not be there if you're going to treat addiction with medications that remove the urges that allow you to function normally. It's not substituting one drug for the other. It's making you functional.
It's funny you should bring that up. I work voluntarily a couple of days a week at a medicated assistant treatment center. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when I first came to this particular organization, it was a little different for me, because I was used to dealing in a situation where people raised their hand and said, hey, you know, I'd like to see a drug counselor, or people said that volunteered to go to group counseling. And that was a very different atmosphere. Worked well. It was an outpatient mental illness facility. And then I transferred over to a medicated assistant treatment facility. And what you say is correct. I was amazed my first couple of days there, because I'm seeing all these people walking in and with suits and ties and professional,
like,
you know, and one guy looked like he was an attorney. The other guy looked like he was a doctor, you know, and it's, you know, they're coming through there to get their medication so they can go to do their daily job, their daily work, or whatever they have to do that day, and function normally, get through the day, and they repeat that process the next day. And it was amazing, the variety, all ages,
absolutely,
all colors, everybody you can imagine coming through there in order to get whatever medication they needed to sustain themselves throughout the day.
And you know, We operate sometimes in this cure, you know, all or nothing at all. Mm-hmm. And I come from the reality that don't let perfection be the enemy of good.
Right.
Right? So we talk about harm reduction as a process in the addiction field. None of us are cured of anything. What we do is we learn to manage.
Manage, cope.
We learn to manage. And I think some people believe that you have to be completely drug-free. But when you talk about an addict, that is a proposition that may not be realistic. Let's talk about functionality, right? I think the theme of this conversation you and I are having, Reverend, is functionality.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. And I think as a society, we're moving towards that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the more we move towards that, the more we can address the other things that will be better as a result of functionality, keeping jobs, rebuilding your family, being able to function in a housing environment now, because homelessness is a monumental challenge for L.A. County. And I think we're talking about substance abuse, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the mental health piece that is significantly more challenging. There are no easy answers there.
Not at all, and it's not just L.A. It's everywhere that has a somewhat warm climate. It seems like those cities are being impacted the most, and we can understand why. I heard a rumor, I don't know how true it is, that some of the cities on the East Coast in cold climates would actually give bus tickets to their homeless people to send them to Southern California.
Hey.
But it's a problem, and I agree with you, not just homelessness, but my personal view is that mental illness is the biggest challenge this country faces.
Without a doubt.
Most of the things that we see happening in the news, be it social injustice, be it people, you know, walking into a building, you know, shooting people for no apparent reason, all of these things go back to mental health. And they go back to us as a society painting a picture that, you know, we have it together. When, yes, we have it together. Yes, this is one of the greatest countries and one of the greatest places to live. But it's I don't understand why we can be this great and not have facilities available for people to get the help that they need mentally and even from a medical standpoint, physically. We lack in those areas, yet we're great and very wealthy.
You know, Joe, there's some very uncomfortable truths about how, as a society, we may have to end up managing the mental health challenge. You talk about humanity versus safety versus comfort.
Right.
Right? When we see the homeless on the street that are mentally ill, and I would postulate that 95% of them are mentally ill, because if you became homeless by circumstance, say you and I became homeless by circumstance,
right,
we would work through it. We would access the resources out there, and there are tons of resources out there for the homeless. Mm-hmm. We would access that and hopefully move through this that process. But if we don't access the available resources out there to move us through homelessness, that says that I am not
choosing to do so
for possibly a mental health reason.
Exactly.
So what does that mean for society, right? If you're making if you can't do that, but at the same time, I want to feel safe. I want to maintain my comfort that I've worked very hard to achieve. Mm-hmm. Where's the balance? And so are we going to go back to institutional structures in terms of managing mental health? And maybe we are, but let's not feel guilty, because now we can be very enlightened on how we approach these things. I think there's a lot of guilt and hesitation around the term institutionalizing, but that can mean something completely different, completely progressive, completely modern, and I think it needs to be explored personally.
Well, I think that there are options.
Right.
Or a better word, opportunities.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's a one size fits all. I think depending on your level, it's the same with addiction, it's the same with mental illness. There are levels to everything. And mm-hmm. depending on where you are, you said 95% of the homeless have a mental illness issue. I believe 95% of people have some form of mental illness issue.
Well, I talk to myself constantly.
Yeah,
so.
I do too. But, you know, it may be minor depression, but it's depression nonetheless.
Absolutely.
I get anxious sometimes.
What do we talk about, Gerald? We said we manage.
Yeah, exactly. I get anxious sometimes. Yeah. You know, so we all have something that we're working with, or something that we're managing, as you said earlier, and there are different ways to do that. Sure, there are some resources out there for people, but there aren't enough resources for those of us who are at or below the poverty line to access, and those places, those institutions even that you refer to, they're few and far between for the average person. If you have a lot of money, there are country clubs you can go to and get your addiction fixed as well as your mental illness problem managed. There are things that you can do. But if you don't have a lot of money, there are options out there. There are clinics. There are places you can go, but they aren't readily available and accessible to everybody.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, obviously we need more resources, but it's been a lot of my experience that if you look at, for example, beds that are available for the homeless. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of beds that are available. But what I have seen happen, not overwhelmingly so, but again, speaking to the mental health piece, is that you can offer care and comfort to an individual that refuses it. And I think that's where the rubber meets the road. when we're offering care and comfort to someone that refuses it, what as a society do we do? Are we going to just accommodate them staying on the street like that? That's the question.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and as I said, there are no easy answers.
No, there are no easy answers. Everybody blames Ronald Reagan for taking the money away years ago. But we've had several presidents since then, and nobody's putting the money back yet.
Measure H, the two measures, Measure HH.
Yeah.
Billions of dollars.
Billions of dollars. Well, I we're going to continue this conversation when we come forward, and we invite everybody who's listening in to give us a call on the KBLA Talk Power Lines at 800-920-1580, 800-920-1580. When we come forward, we're going to continue our conversation with Andrew Henderson, who has a wealth of knowledge and experience when it comes to our children, be it foster care or behavioral health. This is Urban Family Focus. Stay with us.
More of KBLA Talk 1580's all-new weekend lineup when we come forward.
I'm Tanita, and here's the latest from the Black Information Network. Pfizer's top executive is hoping to have COVID-19 vaccine data for children under 5 by the end of the year. The news comes as the Omicron variant is starting to spread across the globe with concerns about the risk to younger children. The prosecution is resting its case in the Jussie Smollett trial. Two brothers testified in court this week that the former Empire actor told them to stage a phony hate crime against him while pretending to be Trump supporters. Smollett, who is black and gay, claims he was attacked in Chicago in January of 2019. Happy birthday to rapper Jay-Z. He turns 52 today. Ho became the first rapper to be inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame, as well as the first living solo rapper to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's the latest. I'm Tanita from your 24/7 news source, the Black Information Network, and BINnews.com.
1 in 6 kids could face hunger due to the coronavirus. This September, visit your local Jack in the Box to help end childhood hunger. Donate $1 to No Kid Hungry and get a free small curly fry with any menu purchase.
Christmas time, you see.
It's Christmas morning and nothing is under the tree. No laughs, no smiles, and no joy. KBLA Talk 1580 wants that for no child in any community. We believe that you and all our listeners agree Christmas time is for giving.
That's what Christmas is all about.
Join KBLA Talk 1580 for the KBLA Toy Drive. Please bring an unwrapped toy or gift card to the KBLA Studios at 4434 Crenshaw Boulevard in Leimert Park, just south of Vernon, between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. Now till December 22nd, KBLA will donate all the toys to the Los Angeles Union Rescue Mission to uplift the child's Christmas spirits. Join the KBLA Toy Drive, taking place now through December 22nd. Please bring an unwrapped toy or gift card to the KBLA Studios, located at 4434 Crenshaw Boulevard in Leimert Park, just south of Vernon between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. The KBLA Toy Drive happening now to December 22nd. Bring your toy to the KBLA Studios or visit KBLA1580.com to donate today. There's no better feeling than bringing a smile to a child's face. A child's smile feeds an adult soul. This has been a KBLA Community Call to Action.
Merry Christmas!
Kings and queens, what if I told you financial independence was right at your fingertips, huh? You can create a legacy for your children. The freedom to be your own boss doesn't have to be a dream anymore. Listen up. You could own your own franchise with zero out-of-pocket costs, no capital investment, paid training with benefits, and even free meals while you work. If you've ever dreamt of owning your own business, this is for you. Every table is a local restaurant business that provides fresh and healthy menu items at affordable prices. There's one right across the street in the Baldwin Hills Crenshaw Plaza, and the food is delicious. They're accepting applications right now. This is an opportunity of a lifetime. Visit everytable.com/university to learn more or email franchise@everytable.com. You could literally own your own Every Table franchise. It's not too good to be true. Email franchise@everytable.com and jumpstart your dream now. In fact, DM me as soon as you send the email. You might get a feature on my show Middays with Danny Morrison for Small Business Monday. But you gotta make the first move. Don't you sleep on this. Start your future now and email franchise@everytable.com. Achieve financial independence and become a part of the KBLA family at the same time. Let's go.
Holla, holla.
KBLA Talk 1580, putting the spotlight on culture and community. The World Stage is a globally renowned home for jazz performances, classes, and workshops. It is one of Leimert Park's leading cultural institutions, and it's a 501c3 nonprofit. Right now, concerts and classes are streaming online at youtube.com/theworldstage. From the Friday night jazz performance series to the Saturday vocal and drum workshops, it's all free. To participate, donate, or support, stop by their website at worldstage.org. That's worldstage.org. Whether you join an organization, patronize a black-owned or local small business, volunteer at a nonprofit, or contribute cash, we can all make a difference. This is a community call to action from KBLA Talk 1580.
This is Ice-T,
Stone Cold Steve Austin,
and Matty Ice.
This is a cold call.
I convinced NFL teams to turn to cold water washing with Tide.
The NFL, your uniforms get dirty.
Tide can handle it, even in cold. Plus, if fans join in, they can save up to $150 on their energy bill.
Looks like you just made the team, rookie.
Turn to cold with Tide.
And that's the bottom line.
It's got to be Tide. Energy savings based on average when switching from hot to cold and non-AC sheets.
At Target, our holiday best deals are happening all season long. Don't miss your chance to score incredible new deals each and every week this holiday season. From the hottest electronics to the toys topping their list, clothes for you and the family, gift sets to pamper both him and her, and so much more. All backed by Target's holiday price match guarantee. Bring home more joy with weekly holiday best deals. Shop in stores and at Target.com. Restrictions apply.
KBLA Talk 1580 reminding you, when we fight, we win. There's a community organization and a calling, a place and a purpose for everyone. The NAACP is one of the oldest civil rights organizations in the United States. There are local chapters in cities nationwide, along with a powerful national network. The NAACP strives to disrupt inequality, dismantle racism, and accelerate change in areas including criminal justice, healthcare, education, climate, and the economy. They offer scholarships, internships, resource libraries, grants, training and workshops, legislative report cards, and more. The NAACP has an undeniable record of wins on civil rights and social justice as they work to make racial equity a reality. To join a community of over 2 million activists across the nation, visit NAACP.org or check local listings for a chapter near you. Remember, our impact is greater when we connect with an organization. This is a community call to action from KBLA Talk 1580. Whoa.
This is Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith. Gerald Smith. A spiritual and scientific evidence-based self-help program on KBLA Talk 1580.
Yo, 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 yo.
It could all be so simple. Welcome back. I'm Reverend Gerald, and this is Urban Family Focus. We're talking today about mental, physical, and educational, as well as social disparities amongst urban families and how it can impact not just the family, but our children. Our guest today is Andrew Henderson, former executive director for Families with Children Foster Care Agency. And Andrew, while we were away, we had a call in that someone wanted to know some information on how to get in touch with the Families for Children Spiritual and Behavioral Health Center. Do you have a number and website that they can use?
Of course. Again, thank you for your inquiry. So the number is area code 323-751-3805, and the website is www.ffcs.org. And once again, on the website, ffcsbhc.org. And the number, again, is 323-751-3805.
Thank you so much. And we invite all of you to join the conversation just by calling 800-920-1580. That's the KBLA Talk Power Lines, 800-920-1580. So, Andrew, we were having a discussion, and we went through everything from the homelessness crisis to medicated assisted treatment for mental illness and all the various options that are out there for people. And, you know, I believe, and I'm sure you concur, there's no one answer for anybody, but there are several answers and opportunities for people to look into. And one of the things that we try to do on this show, I shouldn't say we try to do, that we do on this show, we encourage families that if you have someone within your midst that you feel may be suffering from a mental illness crisis, if you have somebody within your midst that is having some issues with addiction and trying to move through and get to a point, as we say, where we can cope, where we can manage, and we can maintain some sense of normalcy throughout the day so we can live a productive life, reach out to somebody. Start somewhere. And a lot of people don't know where to start. And I tell people, if you have a doctor, a private personal doctor, or you go to a clinic, start there. Start with a medical professional, and they will be able to guide you from that point. But we have great organizations like the one your wife is now running, Dr. Terry Lynn Henderson, which is Families for Children Behavioral Health Center. But there are many places and many opportunities. But unless somebody raises their hand, or unless you raise your hand for and advocate for a family member, nothing happens.
Yeah, absolutely right, Gerald. And you mentioned there are several community-based organizations addressing these needs. That's true. And we can't name them, obviously, all on this show. So I would suggest, if you are faced with an individual with a mental health challenge, the Department of Mental Health, the County Department of Mental Health, just Google that. And they are doing an amazing job of being responsive as much as they can. I've been in several meetings and I've been on several panels where I'm kind of impressed about how progressive and aggressive they're being in addressing these emerging access needs around mental health. And don't be discouraged. It's so easy to become discouraged because the answers may not always be there. And as you say, look for the supports. There's an organization called NAMI as well. I think it's N-A-M-I.
NAMI has been on our show. They were our first guest on Urban Family Focus. I have a great relationship with NAMI. They're located right here. NAMI Urban LA, I should say.
Exactly.
They're located right here in Leimert Park. And that is a great organization for outreach, and particularly for family members
Absolutely.
Who are at a loss as to how to deal with the person within their family that's having the crisis. And I am doing what I'm doing today. My ministry actually segued into the mental illness addiction arena because of that. I had so many families coming to me. You know, as a minister, you get people calling about everything. There's no limits to what the crisis can be. But the mental health and addiction became so prevalent in my dialogue with people that I made a decision that rather than just deal with it from a spiritual perspective, I was going to take my senior citizen butt back to school and learn some things. So I went to Loyola Marymount's alcohol and drug counseling program and brought myself up to speed on how to help people. And that's, I think, important as well, that the family members seek the knowledge that they need so they know where to go and how to deal with that individual to give them the best chance for success.
Absolutely. Can I do a segue if I can?
Absolutely.
You know, during the pandemic, all of our education was transferred to an online format,
Absolutely.
Right? And we kept reading about how deficient the technology was in our communities of color. Improvements were made along the way, but where we are now is at an enormously deficient level for our children in the public school system now. So we were already behind before the pandemic started. Black achievement was at the bottom of the barrel in terms of elementary, secondary, and high school. With the pandemic, that's been doubled down. You have generations of economic or educationally lost children now. So what can we do as a community about that? Because, you see, that will lead to these other things we're talking about today, right? A child who already had a poor self-image, who was underachieving, kind of a low self-worth, but that's been doubled down now. So what are we doing about that?
That's a good question. I have heard some conversation about it. I'm not privy to where we exactly are. I know there are some internet companies that are supposedly providing free internet and access to poor communities, not just here in L.A., but around the country. And you hate to put everything in the lap of quote-unquote government, but when it comes to communication, when it comes to access to information, personally, I think it should be a mandate. I think that internet should be free to anybody who needs it and wants it. That's my thought. But making the internet free is just step one. You have to own a computer, or you have to have a device to access the internet, and you have to know how to do that.
So let me connect the dots, if I may, or attempt to connect the dots.
Okay.
Relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Reestablish relationships with these children. Do that in a way that builds them back up again, right? And there's also a wonderful movement by LA Unified School District now.
Right.
That's actually addressing Black achievement. So I want everybody to investigate that as well and support that and advocate for that. But as you go about your day, just think about, what can I do for a child that brings them forward now more than ever? Because the need is greater than it's ever been.
Well, this is the season of giving, as they say.
You
know, and there are people out there with resources who, you know, are wondering how maybe they can be a little creative in the way of helping their community and helping somebody. So I could see, you know, some folk, you know, be there, athletes or business people or whatever. I could see them taking the initiative to supply thousands of inner city youth with access to the internet and to encourage a company that they may be affiliated with to provide that internet access to those children. So maybe there's somebody out there listening and maybe, you know, not to put it on somebody else, you know, maybe I'll buy a computer this year and give it to a young person who doesn't have internet access. That's something. Matter of fact, that's what I am going to do. As a matter of fact, we have a organization I'm affiliated with called Parkside EDC, and that organization, we provide scholarships and help people get into school, and we do give computers and things like that to students. But I think I'm personally going to find one of those kids and take care of them myself this year.
Step one. Step two, mm-hmm. Build greater relationships with our children. If you haven't reached out to a child, please do.
We will do that. So this is KBLA Talk 1580. This is Urban Family Focus. And we come forward, we're going to continue this conversation with Andrew Henderson about ways we can uplift our children and families.
Healthy lives, healthy home, and a healthy community. More of Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith when we come forward on KBLA Talk 1580.
A new housing strike force in California. Myesha Cairo here with your K-Black Minute, brought to you by CaliforniaBlackMedia.org. In order to advance housing access, affordability, and equity, California Attorney General Rob Bonta announced the Housing Strike Force. This strike force will be enforcing California housing laws that cities ignore. Additionally, he launched an online housing portal on the Department of Justice's website with resources for homeowners and tenants. In regard to research on fair housing, studies prove the level of Black ownership nationally has decreased below levels when housing discrimination was actually legal. Let that sink in. Studies also show proof of systemic discrimination on the road to homeownership for people of color. If you feel you need the support of the strike force, contact them at housing@dog.ca.gov.
The Los Angeles Urban League continues to maintain a key role as one of the Los Angeles region's most effective community institutions that achieve significant results in addressing urgent priorities and human needs confronting underserved communities. In 2021, thanks to the Los Angeles Urban League's many partners, the organization's strength has surged. Primary programs such as the Entrepreneurship Center, Biz Camp for Youth, Backstage Careers,
Project Ready, a free college and career training program for 13 to 18-year-old students who earn money while receiving valuable skills and learning. Construction Career Academy and other programs and initiatives will be the beneficiaries of the success of its centennial campaign and fundraising efforts. For more information, visit the Los Angeles Urban League website at laul.org. That's laul.org.
Olivia here. The cool air really dries out my skin and makes it appear dull. Luckily, Olay can brighten it back up. First, I apply Olay Retinol 24 Eye Cream. Its 24-hour hydration gives me smoother skin around my eyes. Next, I apply Olay Vitamin C Moisturizer in the beautiful orange jar. It corrects uneven tone and texture and gives me 2 times brighter skin versus a basic moisturizer. Get $4 off the moisturizer and $3 off the eye cream at retailers nationwide and Olay.com. Check your local newspaper for coupon and more details.
Bundling home and car insurance with GEICO is so easy, your neighbors are probably already doing it. But who? They may drop little hints like,
beautiful day out. Even more beautiful since we saved by bundling our home and car insurance with GEICO.
Or,
yard work is hard. Much harder than bundling with GEICO, which was easy.
Or it may be even subtler, like,
speaking of burgers, we bundled our home and car insurance with GEICO and saved a bunch of money.
Bundling is easy with GEICO. Just ask your neighbors.
KBLA Talk 1580. Unapologetically progressive radio. Black owned and operated from the heart of Leimert Park, USA. From the heart of Leimert Park, USA. We're listening, and the convo continues right now. Right now.
We get up, we fall down. But we get up, we fall down. But we get up, oh yeah. For a saint is just a sinner who fell down, but we couldn't stay there and got
up. Welcome back. I'm Reverend Gerald, and this is Urban Family Focus. And we're talking today with Mr. Andrew Henderson, who has made a career in child welfare in the field in being active in public and private child welfare partnerships. Andrew, we've talked about a lot of things. We've gone from mental illness to addiction, which we know how those things within the family can affect our children. We've talked about the homeless crisis. We've covered a lot of bases, and all in an effort to get people to start thinking about and not just thinking about, but taking steps to help not just improve the situation within their household, but improve the situation within the community. And there's something that we all can do, no matter how little or how large, to help make our community better in those ways. But I want to kind of bring things together here and ask you this question. What do you consider the three most disruptive barriers to building Black families in this city and in our country? What are the three things that you would say are the big barriers that we need to jump over?
Poverty, but with a little shift here. I'm talking emotional poverty, mm-hmm. which can be translated in maybe collective depression.
Right.
Then accountability, because oftentimes we will look at the news pieces and information that talks about how bad people are to us, but then when we look in the mirror, we're not doing enough for ourselves. And then support, right? Supporting each other, supporting our Black-owned institutions, supporting the education of our youth, taking responsibility, and to your point earlier, Gerald, not expecting the public entities to solve our problems. I think those three would be the issues that collectively I think are doing the most damage to our communities.
One of the thoughts that I've always had, one of the areas that we cover here on Urban Family Focus is something that I focus a lot on with our nonprofit, Parkside EDC, in partnership with the Los Angeles Urban League, working on something that the broad title is financial literacy.
Mm-hmm.
And within that, again, we are looking for people to help us. We're looking for access to finance. We're looking for opportunities. We're looking to train ourselves and teach ourselves on how we can build legacy wealth and those kinds of things. But what I've seen what always comes back to my mind is we have enough resources within our community that if everyone came together and pooled those resources, there would be enough money just within black folks with money to take care of a lot of these problems. But one of the things that has happened to us throughout the years, we tend not to be able to come together, and particularly when it comes to pooling economic resources to address some of these issues.
You know, it's a culture of trust, you know, and we don't have that as African Americans, because if you look at other immigrant populations, even African immigrant populations, the Ghanaians, the Nigerians, then you look at the Armenians, you look at all these immigrant populations, one of the things that they have in common is a language.
Yeah. That is true. That is true. And we're going to touch a little bit more on that and close out this wonderful conversation we're having with Andrew Henderson when we come forward. This is Urban Family Focus, and you're listening to KBLA Talk 1580.
You're listening to the all-new weekend lineup of enlightening, encouraging, and empowering talk shows.
Exclusively on KBLA Talk 1580.
We've got a lot to talk about.
It's snowing in Leimert Park. Join the 10th Council District and community partners on Friday, December 17th for a monumental holiday celebration, a snow night in Leimert. Festivities begin at 5 p.m. and will run until 9 p.m. This event is open to the public and free for all to attend. Enjoy free snow sledding, live music, arts and crafts, hot chocolate, fresh treats, a holiday night market, and more. You and your family are invited to bring your holiday cheer to Leimert Park Plaza for a snow night to remember. It's all going down at 4395 Leimert Boulevard from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. on Friday, December 17th. For more information, visit cd10.lacity.org. That's cd10.lacity.org. Join CD10 for this joyous celebration. And happy holidays.
KBLA listeners, the Brand Mixer is back. If you missed the last one, we got you. And if you were there, you already know what time it is. Join us Wednesday, December 8th from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the District by GS, located at 3888 Crenshaw Boulevard. The District is everyone's favorite destination to eat, drink, and vibe. Come sing along to your favorite R&B hits while you network and mingle. And who knows, you might even meet your favorite on-air host. Go to KBLA1580.com to register for the KBLA Brand Mixer.
Heard you're buying a car. I brought my calculator.
Dad, I already used Capital One Auto Navigator. I found my car online and got pre-qualified instantly, instead of all that.
You know those things impact your credit score.
Didn't impact my credit score, Dad. Now I'm going to the dealership for a test drive and to make the purchase.
Sounds too easy.
No, it's just easy. Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/AutoNavigator.
The iconic Globe Theater in downtown Los Angeles is your holiday hotspot. And due to overwhelming demand, a second show has been added Monday, December 20th, featuring the legends of R&B, El DeBarge.
All my love, babe, and all this love is waiting for you.
Along with Switch.
I call your name, girl. Never I have known his name.
El DeBarge. Special guest, DW3.
Oh my goodness!
Don't miss this historic and special holiday reunion featuring El DeBarge and Switch on stage together for the first time ever with special guest DW3. Monday, December 20th at the Globe Theater. Tickets are going fast. Get yours now at seetickets.us or call 562-760-6166. Brought to you by RDNJ Entertainment.
Weekdays. Weekends.
We've got a lot to talk about.
You're listening to KBLA Talk 1580.
November 17th, the Glynn County Court in Georgia that found Gregory McMichael, Travis McMichael, and William Roddy Bryant Jr. guilty of the felony murder of Ahmaud Arbery. The verdict gave the Arbery family and the world a just verdict. The judgment was not swift, nor was it evidence of complete societal change, but it was just. The Los Angeles Urban League applauds a local newspaper reporter's diligence, which uncovered evidence of wrongdoing in the prosecutor's office, which allowed a senior assistant district attorney from another county, the Cobb County District Attorney's Office, to take the role of lead counsel for the prosecution. Black Lives Matter movement and a videotape of Mr. Arbery's death must also be commended for the just verdict. The Los Angeles Urban League finds hope that we can eliminate the injustices that African Americans and other minorities in the United States endure. In the words of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends towards justice. We must honor the
Welcome
sacrifice
back to Urban Family Focus.
And
this is Reverend Gerald,
to this call.
And we're closing out our conversation today with Andrew Henderson, who was one of the founders of Families for Children, and whose wife today is now running the Families for Children Spiritual and Behavioral Health Center. Andrew, before we close out, can you give us that website and that phone number one more time? And I want to thank you for being with us this morning on Urban Family Focus.
It's been such a joy. The phone number is area code 323-751-3805, and the website is www.ffcsbhc. That stands for Spiritual and Behavioral Health Center.org.
Thank you, Andrew. I'm Reverend Gerald, and I want to thank all of you, and particularly our guests, for being involved in this conversation today. You're invited to follow us on Urban Family Focus Facebook page, and of course, join us each week at 7 a.m. here for Urban Family Focus. Next up is Black Lives Matter, and you've been with us this morning. Andrew, again, thank you for taking the time to be here on Urban Family Focus on KBLA Talk 1580.
Always a pleasure. KBLA 1580.